because that's how ghetto I am. Oh, the banter that goes on before we hit record. There are times, I know, there are times when I'm listening to the radio and I'm like, ugh, I hate it when I'm singing a song and the artist gets the words wrong. You know, on this podcast, there are no wrong words. There are only right words. There are only right songs. And there are songs that you probably have never heard. That's why we call this podcast the greatest songs you've never heard. This was an idea that my co-host Chris Cochran came up with many moons ago, and we brought it to fruition. Chris, thank you for the idea. How are you doing today?
Well, you're making it difficult
to
not pick jabs at you from that introduction. Because first of all, you said, listening to the radio. And I'm like, what are you, 95 fucking years old? Are you 95 years old? Who listens to the radio?
Here's the funny thing. Last week, we did a song that actually had an F-bomb in it, and neither of us said it. It was always effing. And now this week, you, within the first minute, you're like, drop the F-bomb. Hey, hold on.
That just negates all the other things that I was going to make fun of you for. So there we go.
Russell Mann is texting me. He says you need to swear a little bit more. that introduction definitely sucked because that's what I do.
No, it was good. You were saying you hate it when you sing, and I was going to say, so do the passengers in your car.
Yeah, well, I only do that when I'm alone in my car. But by the way, everything comes through the radio, even if it's through Bluetooth. Although in my case, the Bluetooth doesn't work. So I'm listening to my phone on the dashboard because that's how ghetto I am. Let's pull ourselves out of this vat of madness. Chris.
Yes.
How are you doing today? And have you got some thunder you're bringing?
I do have some thunder. It's some low key thunder. Now, so for those people that don't know, this idea started like 20 something years ago. And the thought was like, what about if we had like this show to highlight the songs that everybody thinks are their most favorite song in the world, but nobody else ever heard of? We've talked about that already. But what ended up happening is because of that, I've got a whole list of songs. And then I think I'm going to do one song. We've even talked about this on the show before. I think I'm going to bring one song, but then I start digging in and finding other songs that would like I find are in a groove for today. This is one of those days where the song that I was going to bring led me to this song. And then this song is this one I ended up choosing to bring. And I was going to bring both of them, but I decided, no, I will not do that. So the song that I bring today, though, while it might not be thunderous in its presentation, I hope it will be thunderous in your love for it as we're done. I don't know if that even makes sense, but
I think it does. How are you going to set this thing up other than how you just laid out how you came to this point? Because that is true. Yeah, it's like you have this one song, this is the song. And as you're kind of expanding, doing research, all of a sudden you're like, wait, where the hell did this song come from?
Yes. Yeah. No, I knew this song, but it just didn't occur to me that this was one of the greatest songs no one had ever heard. So I will say this, let me set it up by talking about this.
Sure.
There was a time in music, in popular music especially, where specific geographic areas birthed specific sounds. And if you think through like Motown,
I was going to say Motown, Chicago,
Memphis was where Sun Records was. Chicago's another one.
Nashville.
Australia, there was a big time in the 80s when Australian bands were getting signed left and right.
Yeah.
There was a time in the 90s when a certain Seattle
was the home
of grunge music.
Yeah.
However, this is not from that era.
Okay.
But I will say this. I was thinking the other day about how this song does come from a very specific geographic era, and it has a very specific sound that was in some ways associated with that geographic region. However, I was thinking the other day, that will never happen again.
Ever?
Because music is so democratized and so like international in its scope that you don't have people going to a bunch of clubs and only being influenced by what they're hearing in their specific geographic area.
Yeah.
And the radio stations, nobody's listening to the radio anymore. So it's not what the local DJs are playing. So I don't think that we will ever see again a genre of music coming from a specific geographic location. And this might be the last era. This song might be from the last era when that would have occurred.
Interesting. Oh yeah. Man. Well, that's quite the setup. Should we take a listen?
Let's jump right in.
Every time I look at you, I fall in love all over again. And you're the reason I do what I do. I hope someday you can appreciate that. Don't ever lose your innocence. And don't you lose that heart. And don't you lose your confidence. Oh, but most of all, don't lose your love. Well, I can see the mysteries of God behind your beautiful brown eyes. A wonderful expression of what happens when two people fall in love. Right before our very eyes. Don't you lose your attitude. Don't ever lose that smile. Don't you lose your tenderness. Oh, but most of all, don't lose your love. Love. Well, Henry is my baby boy, and everyone he meets he gives a wave and a smile. And somewhere long ago I lost the light that's only found within the heart of a child. Don't you lose your humility. No man is bigger than the next. Do what you love and the money will come. Oh, but most of all, don't lose your love. Don't ever lose your sanity. And don't you lose your mind. I've seen it all, and I sure don't know much. Oh, most of all, don't lose your love.
That was really nice.
I had to redeem myself after the last song that I brought because you hated my last song.
I hate such a strong word. I would never use that where you could hear. But
vehemently dislike, is that better?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my style. But you know what? Mm. That was then. This is now. That put a bow on 2024. And
which was also a Monkees song.
That's true.
That was then, this is now.
That is true. And the Monkees came into play on that one song from New Year's Eve also.
Yes, they did.
But we both digress. This one, there are some songs that make you stop what you're doing mm-hmm. to listen. Mm-hmm. This wasn't one of those, but I'm just joking. It was. I really like this a lot. You know, here's what I find amazing with really good songwriters. So there was basically a chorus, and the chorus changed every time. For example, mm-hmm. don't ever lose your innocence. Don't you lose mm-hmm. that heart. Don't lose your confidence. But most of all, don't lose your love, right? Then the next mm-hmm. time through, don't you lose your attitude. Mm-hmm. Don't ever lose that smile. Don't lose your tenderness, right? But most of all, don't lose your love. And then the last time through, well, actually, there's two more, which this one I find kind of funny. Don't lose your humility. No man is bigger than the next. And then a line that I didn't really think had a place. Do what you love and the money will come. It seemed like out of the blue. But most of all, don't lose your love. And then the last reprise on that, don't lose your sanity. Don't lose your mind. But I've seen it all, and I don't know much, but most of all, don't lose your love, which I believe is the name of the song, is Don't Lose Your Love. I've already put it in the title.
It is called Don't Lose Your Love.
Because that's how confident I was.
Good call.
And by the way, when you're, and I believe this is what I was hearing, that slide on the neck of the guitar as he's changing chords. Yes. I've always loved that.
And some producers hate it and they do anything they can to get rid of it.
Yeah. And I think you could probably overuse it, but I'm sorry, man. When you strip a song down to instrument, vocal, period, that's it. So you have acoustic guitar and you have vocals and that's it. Why not keep everything in?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and it's funny that you mentioned that because I was a little conflicted. There's a different version of this song, a live version of this song that you would have thought with a stripped down song like this anyway, the live version would have been a little bit better because it was done with a philharmonic.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
Or a symphony. And it is, the symphony part is just so gorgeous, but the live version of him and his guitar playing gets lost in the swell of the symphony and the swell of all of that. Like, and it's beautiful, but it just doesn't have that same stop what you're doing and listen to this.
Yeah. So the symphony, I can just imagine that whole orchestra laying down the bass chord of what he's playing. And it probably is unbelievable. We'll post that on our Facebook page so we can at least see that as well. But that is, I'm glad you chose this one because this is a really good song. I do not have any clue on who the artist is or anything like that.
You wouldn't, but let me give you some background first before I tell you who the artist is.
Yeah.
The rest of the song about the song. Have you ever read The Brothers Karamazov?
I haven't read it. I know the story a little bit, but I haven't read the book.
So this band comes from a time frame. They're still around. In fact, they released an album in 2023. They're still around. They're still performing. However, they came at a time when a lot of other bands were coming out of the same geographic area. Bands and artists like Brandi Carlile.
Okay.
Or Nico Case. Fleet Foxes, Band of Horses are probably the most well-known of all of those, The Head and the Heart.
Okay.
And all those bands came from Seattle. In the mid-2000s, like the 2007 through 2015 timeframe, when this folk rock music was huge. And one of the things that Seattle has an advantage over other major metropolitan areas, especially when it comes to music, is they have a radio station that everybody still listens to there if you're involved in the arts called KEXP.
That's right.
Do you know KEXP?
KEXP FM.
To this day.
It's a college station, yes.
No, not it's any longer. Not. It used to be
KCRW,
which was the University of Washington's radio station. They switched over to KEXP, which is when they built the Experience Music Project, KEXP was the radio station for the Experience Music Project. They were given an endowment by, what's his name, who died? The owner of the Seahawks.
Paul Allen.
And so they still exist as a listener-supported public radio station.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Although they're not an NPR station. They're different than an NPR station.
Okay.
And so even to this day in New York, I stream them live on the radio. When it comes to indie music and really cool music, there's KEXP and did I say KCRW? That's the station in...
Yeah.
KCMU was the station at University of Washington. KCRW is the big rock station out of LA that plays a lot of these songs. There's one in New York too.
But
those are the three stations throughout the country that break new artists, break new genres, those kind of things. And this band was one of those bands that was broken on KEXP. However, They got their first real national recognition when NPR featured them on All Songs Considered.
Oh, I didn't know they had a spinoff from All Things Considered. Interesting.
Yes. But they were doing a South by Southwest feature when South by Southwest was the first, like, got its goings on and was a big thing. In 2010, they were named one of the top 100 South by Southwest artists in April, and then featured on All Songs Considered. The name of the band is Ivan and Aloysia.
Ivan and Aloysia? Aloysia.
Aloysia. A-L-Y-O-S-H-A. Ivan and Aloysia. And it's not A-N-D, it's an ampersand. Ivan and Aloysia. And Ivan and Aloysia take their name from the Brothers Karamazov book.
Nice.
They started recording together. Tim Wilson and Ryan Carberry met and started recording together in 2007. They started forming a band. They recorded an entire EP, and they still didn't know what their band was going to be called.
Wow.
And they decided to call it Ivan and Aloysia at the encouragement of one of the engineers in the studio. If you know anything about the story of Ivan and Aloysia from the Brothers Karamazov, one of them was convinced that there was no God, there was no point, you can do whatever you want to in life and it doesn't matter. The other one was deeply religious and believed that everything we did matters, which is a great... When you put that kind of effort into the title of your band,
sure,
it's saying something, right?
Yeah.
So they recorded this song in 2007, and then it went on as an EP. It's different. It's not as good on the EP. And then they actually did this version of it on their album called It's All Pretend from 2015. Don't Lose Your Love from Ivan Aloysia. Since that time, the band has had, the majority of the band members have stayed, but most of them have left now in 2023. And Tim Wilson and Ryan Carberry are back as a two-piece band working together. And honestly, they've done a lot of really cool stuff since then. But this album, It's All Pretend, is one of those albums that will forever live in my memory and in my heart as one of those like, ah, oh, this is such a great album. Every song on the album is good. I originally was going to bring a song to you called Bury Me Deep, which is another just a rocker, but I thought this was one of those songs. And what made me stop and pause about this song was I was listening, I was playing in the background, I was looking up lyrics for another song, and the lyric, he says, I can see the mystery of God behind those beautiful brown eyes. And I was like, stop the presses, this is the song.
So the song Bury Me Deep, also from Ivan and Aloysia?
Yep, and also from the same album.
Got it. Got it. This, I love this song. I really do. This is one that will need to go on a Sunday morning playlist while I'm making breakfast. Eggo waffles and things like that. But Pop-Tarts.
On a side note, I was looking through the bands that had come out of Seattle during that area, and one of the bands that I hadn't heard of was Raft of Dead Monkeys.
You know, okay, so I'm going to relate this to choosing wines, okay? Because there's a lot of wines people just don't know about wine, and they're looking on the shelves, and they're like, oh, that's a really cool label. I'm going to buy that wine. And the wine sucks. But the sale was made. Now, personally, I don't think that's good marketing. If you're going to get somebody on a label, make sure the juice is good inside, or that's a one-time buy and done, right?
Yep.
But a Raft of Dead Monkeys. Okay, I'm curious, but you better pump out good music, or you're just a name, you know?
I think that phrase that you just said could be used as a general rule for life. Make sure the juice inside is good.
Yeah, right? I'm writing down a raft of dead monkeys. Oh, I spelled monkeys with two E's. Isn't that funny?
I did too when I first typed it out.
Oh my gosh.
On a complete side note, I know that no one's listening at this point anyway. I spent an hour and a half last night, maybe about an hour. I found there's a monkeys cover band called The Monkey Men. And they play live, and they are phenomenal musicians.
Really?
And they reproduce the Monkees live on stage. I just sat there and watched live performance after live performance of this amazing Monkees cover band.
That's funny. The Monkey Men. Men.
Yep. Men.
Plural. Yes. So
yeah.
I want to take exception on what you said, that no one's listening at this point. Matt, thank you for listening to the very end. You are one of our best listeners, and we appreciate you immensely. Thank you,
we do.
Matt. With that said, Chris, thank you. This is a fantastic song. You have redeemed yourself. And
yes.
I know, right? And for those of you who want to continue the journey, maybe haven't heard everything that we've done, there's a number of ways. You can visit our website, which is thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com, and you'll see a complete library of all of our episodes. You can also go on to X Twitter, which is at GSYNH Podcast, Facebook page, The Greatest Song You Never Heard. By the way, I have a playlist on my Spotify, which is public. It is The Greatest Song You Never Heard playlist. And probably 95% of these songs are on here, 90%, because not everything is available on Spotify. Unfortunately, some of the versions that we play, especially Chris, a little obscure, and you won't find them. So that's why you have to listen to them through the website or our episodes. So with that, thank you for listening. I'm not going to ask you to let us touch you or feel you. But I will
ask. I just assumed
it. That's right. Well, I will ask you to tune in again on The Greatest Song You Never Heard for another new gem.